19-year-old Mark Anthony Aviles of Boston is one of nearly 60 students participating in a program called Level Ground Mixed Martial Arts in Dorchester. If you ask him what life would be like without Level Ground, he doesn't mince words.
I'd be in these streets doing a lot of things to basically get money to basically just survive.
Aviles and the other students say they've discovered new purpose in their lives thanks to Level Ground. They train in a newly renovated, nearly 7,000-square-foot space in Upham's Corner. Most of the students are at-risk youths from Boston's toughest neighborhoods. WBUR's Shira Springer recently visited the gym and has this report.
My dad is actually in jail. He just got put in jail a couple weeks ago for 4 years. And when I was younger, he was gone for 8.
Growing up, Alessandra Quinones and her family faced that and other tough situations, including 3 years in a homeless shelter. Now, the 18-year-old lives in a building in Dorchester with a lot of drug activity.
Jiu-jitsu is kind of what keeps me sane.
Quinones learns jiu-jitsu as part of mixed martial arts training at Level Ground. MMA combines the combat techniques used in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, judo, wrestling, and boxing. At the professional level, in pay-per-view fights, MMA is unquestionably a violent sport. So why teach it to at-risk kids, especially since many of them come from violent backgrounds? Level Ground's founder says MMA naturally appeals to at-risk kids, because they're often looking for a way to channel their aggression or defend themselves. Once they get to Level Ground, they realize the sport and the gym offer even more than that, much more. Here's how 19-year-old Mark Anthony Aviles describes it.
There's a certain way of thinking that you develop, you know, the discipline, the diligence, and the focus that you have and you learn here. You can apply it to all aspects of life. You know, jiu-jitsu saved my life.
Level Ground is not your typical MMA gym. That's clear from the moment you open the door and walk in.
Hello, how are you?
Even the founder's dog, Corn Chips, wants in on the action. Before class, Corn Chips and a group of teenagers hang out in the bunny lounge. There are tables, chairs, and a cage with 3 pet bunnies. Founder Allie Fuller says that unique atmosphere is by design.
We just really try to establish a really safe, supportive, friendly, fun community for these young people, create for them a second home, because many of them have very volatile home environments. And so for a lot of them, this has become their second family, this has become their second home.
Students credit Fuller with fostering that family. Again, Mark Anthony Aviles.
I love her like a big sister, like a mother figure, you know, like she's shown me more love than some of my own blood.
It's almost time for the Thursday night Muay Thai boxing class. As a college and career counseling session ends, Fuller's voice commands attention.
Guys, let's start getting changed on the mat, please.
Yep.
2 minutes, please. Corn Chips, come. Corn Chips.
Kids rush into the workout room, take off their shoes, bow, then step onto the mat. The youngest students, the beginners, are 8, 9, and 10 years old. The oldest students are in their late teens and early 20s, and some are good enough to fight in amateur bouts. But Fuller says that's not the main goal.
I want them to learn on the mat the principles of determination, of perseverance, of grit. I want them to learn how to be humble young people and to know when to ask for help.
And if it's taught right, that's a fundamental part of MMA.
The techniques, the positions are incredibly complex. You have to constantly say, I don't understand this, I don't understand this. And I hope that they, off the mat, will learn that it's okay to ask for help.
On one side of the mat, the youngest kids learn punching techniques from an older student.
Jab, jab, uppercut, okay?
Nearby, Aviles is working his way back from injury and practicing his jab. On the other side of the mat, some of the more experienced students go through attack and defend drills. Quinones is in that group. She spars with classmates and practices punch combinations. One of her training partners is 20-year-old William Graustuck. He introduced Quinones to Level Ground about 3 years ago. When you ask Graustuck where he'd be without Level Ground, he's brutally honest.
I'd probably be in jail right now.
ended up in jail or something like that from stealing, doing like handling guns and stuff like that.
Grousta competes at the amateur level. One day, he hopes to be a pro MMA fighter and personal trainer. As for Quiñones, she has her sights set on studying art in college. She discovered a talent for art through Level Ground. And Aviles wants to go into real estate, run his own business flipping houses, and continue with MMA. Class ends with everyone gathering in a circle for a group cheer.
Un, dos, tres, familia!
Pues, nice job, guys. Keep on rolling. Pizza will be here soon.
Dos, tres, familia. It means 1, 2, 3, family in Portuguese. A nod to MMA's Brazilian roots and to the family created at Level Ground. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.